During his reflection on Ash Wednesday, Pope Francis encouraged Christians to experience Lent as a return journey toward the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to rediscover our way by looking to the Word of God. Lent is a time when we are called to deepen our relationship with God by centering our lives on His beloved Son. As our Lord begins His journey towards the cross, the Church encourages us to remember His sacrifice with a commitment to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. In addition to these faithful practices, we turn to God as we begin our Lenten journey, asking Him what more we could do to unite ourselves to Jesus during this season. Perhaps God had asked us to refrain from certain items that we enjoy eating or drinking. Maybe God offered an invitation to shed behaviors or habits that negatively affect our relationship with God and others. Or perhaps God has asked us to sacrifice some of your time, talents, or treasure in order to build up His kingdom here on earth. No matter how God has led you to observe and sacrifice for this Lent, I seriously doubt that it was anything near as extreme as what God had asked Abraham to give up in our first reading today. Abraham and Sarah had waited and prayed their entire lives for a child. It was what they both wanted more than anything else. Obviously, Isaac was extremely important to both of them. They loved him more than life, as every parent loves their child. The question became, was Isaac more important to his parents than listening to God? Was their love for their child greater than their love for the Lord? Abraham's faith and love for God guided him to make the preparations, and he was truly going to do what God had asked of him. For his trust, faith, and willingness to listen to God, Abraham was rewarded with a special relationship, a covenant with God that will last for all of eternity. Granted, what God had asked Abraham is a hard act to follow, but that is the kind of faith that we are supposed to have, to attentively listen and act on what Jesus asks us to do or to sacrifice with complete trust, fidelity, and love. And the reason we are called to have this type of faith is found in our second reading today. In Romans, St. Paul reminds us that God did not spare His only Son to prove how far He is willing to go for each of us. Abraham did not have to sacrifice his son, but God does sacrifice His Son, Jesus Christ, for our redemption. God's love and His faith in us is so great that He not only is willing to give up His Son, but on Calvary, He does it. Jesus' love and His faith in us is so great that He willingly accepts what God asks of Him for our salvation. Every year on the second Sunday of Lent, we hear the story of the Transfiguration. Before Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and Pentecost, there was this extraordinary preview that was offered to Peter, James, and John. They saw the glorified vision of the victorious Christ after His crucifixion. The Transfiguration unveiled for a shining moment Jesus' divinity as heaven and earth met and time and eternity mingled. St. Mark cannot find adequate words to describe how dazzling and awe-inspiring this experience was. Time itself simply had faded away as Jesus talked with Moses and Elijah. And only Peter could muster a sentence, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here," as James and John fell silent. And as the presence of the Holy Spirit descended in a cloud, God's voice came forth proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Friends, hold in your hearts that these words are much meant for us today as they were for those who first heard them. The word and message that Jesus speaks to us and offers us is life-giving and life-changing. Jesus' words heal us in the sacrament of reconciliation. They teach us in sacred scripture. They nourish us in the most blessed sacrament. And they sustain us when we embrace God's transformative grace. The transfiguration gives us a brief and fleeting glimpse of Jesus in all his glory and a preview of what God promises each of us in the fullness of his kingdom. The story of the transfiguration is also meant to encourage and challenge us in our daily lives. It reminds us that our lives are far more than what we see, hear, and experience every day. As Jesus' disciples, it is not just a matter of getting through the day. Being a follower of Jesus is about living with meaning, purpose, and hope by listening to him. It is about living the gospel and sharing the good news with everyone that we meet. We may never experience anything as powerful as the transfiguration, yet every day in countless and seemingly small ways, Jesus does break into our world and our daily lives. Every time we experience a moment of peace, joy, reconciliation, or forgiveness, Jesus is with us. Every time that we reach out to help another person is a moment of transfiguration, both for ourselves and for those we help. Each time someone shows care and concern for us is a moment when Jesus reaches out to us. The season of Lent provides us with the opportunity to grow in our faith, to deepen our relationship with God and Jesus through prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and our sacrifices. It is a time to reconsider the path we are taking in life and to answer God's invitation to the apostles on Mount Tabor. Let us open our hearts so that we may hear Jesus speaking to us and look for those moments of transfiguration in our daily lives. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we need to do to listen, truly listen to Jesus?
I believe in one God,